Christmas on Pride Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas. You've just been listening to Joe and Kelly. I am Scarlett Moffat. I'm on Pride Radio. I'm so excited. I am joined by...
me, Miss Testicle.
And me, Miss Emma Roy.
We are so excited to be coming in your ears on Christmas Day. Look at you.
Hey!
Merry
Christmas, yous two.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody who is listening today.
Yeah, you've got three crackers in your front room or in your car or wherever you are right now. I'm so excited.
It is going to be full of fun and camp and festivity and frolics. Emma, are you ready for today's show?
Oh, I'm so ready. Honestly, Tess, I am so ready. And do you know why I'm even more ready? Because I am sat here with you two stunning queens on Christmas Day on Pride Radio.
I think that we should just start with an absolute corker of a song. Should we go in for the Pogues?
Absolutely.
Yes,
it's one of our favourites. Let's do it.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
They're almost dead on a trip in that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy. Happy Christmas, you're our side, thank God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus go singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus go singing,
and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
Well, that was Fairy Tale in New York, and it is Christmas morning. You're listening to Pride Radio with me, Miss Tess Tickle, and Scarlett Moffat, and Miss Emma Royd. It is now time for the quiz.
Woohoo! I'm so excited about introducing this wonderful human being. He is a cabaret queen.
Absolutely.
TV favourite.
100%.
Bearded queen.
Yes.
I like to also say hairy, sexy clown.
Would you?
That's my personal... That's like how I like to introduce our next guest, who is Danny Beard, everyone.
Hi, Danny.
Well, I've got to say, I've been called much worse things. I'm happy with all of them.
You and me both.
You missed off multi-award winning, well, but I'll let you off.
I was about to add that in. Yes, you are multi-award winning.
I'm joking.
But we're not joking, though. That's the thing. You are so talented.
Yeah, we'll go with yeah. It's Christmas Day. I'm feeling festive. Yes, I am.
And you look so fierce. Very, very fierce.
I look what?
Very fierce. Beautiful. Very, very fit.
I thought you said weird. I was like, yeah, Emma, I was weird.
This is a radio station and Danny is currently with somebody. This is not Tinder. This is not Grindr. She is using this radio show, Danny, I'm sure, to pick up a man because, as you know, she's very, very single.
Do you know what? I'm in an open relationship, so carry on, girl. I'm happy to be with
So, Zemma, we're just hoping she buggers off shortly.
I'm hoping somebody's going to open my cracker today.
Can you help stuff our Emma's turkey later, Danny?
We'll pass on that one.
Yes.
Moving on from the stuff and balls. Now, this year has been crazy, Danny. Like, crazy, crazy.
Been nuts.
Yeah, you've been one of the lucky ones. You've still been working over this crazy time.
I've been done bits and bobs. The last time I got physical cash in my hand was March. But I have done a few bits and bobs virtually. And then in between the two lockdowns, I managed to fit a UK tour in and a few other bits. So, yeah, I was incredibly lucky, actually.
Danny, from one drag queen to another, speaking about the lockdown and you being able to get money in your hands physically in March, but still managed to fit in a tour in this small break. From, honestly, hats off, wigs off, lashes off to you, because I think what you have achieved in this hideous, horrendous year is just absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, no, thank you. Because sometimes it doesn't actually feel like that, obviously, being this side of it. When you're used to being in like a new place every weekend, it feels sometimes the opposite of that. So actually, thanks for that, because it's nice to be built up now and again, isn't it?
But the companies that you're working for as well, doing the outside social distance performances, you've worked with them quite a bit. And I've noticed that you did an outdoor gig in Newcastle. Is that right?
I did a lovely outdoor gig in Newcastle. I feel like there's going to be another thing added to that. We were with Sam and the Womp and the Vivian. And I have to say, every time I'm in Newcastle, it's absolutely bloody nuts.
It's bred into us. It's because we live on a diet from a very young age of sausage rolls.
We built this
sausage
city.
Cheap lager, by my experience.
We are a bit wild, Danny. We are.
Cheap
we
lager. Have you been watching my Insta stories?
I feel like it's all everybody drinks in Newcastle. Every time I hear your accent, I think, oh, I know what to buy them. I'll buy them a pack of six cans and wrap it up.
Danny, talking of accents, can you do a northeast accent?
No. No,
go on, Danny, try.
I'll show you me.
Classic one, classic. It was amazing. I mean, you can move up here now. That's fine.
That's all I can say.
And the next question is, Danny, do you not fancy us?
Say that again.
Do you not fancy us?
Fancy what?
He's from Billy Elliot.
I just wanted to make sure that's what you were saying. I thought you were genuinely asking, so I was just delaying.
So what's next for you, Danny? What's upcoming next for 2021?
2021 so far is looking good, actually. I'm part of Drag Fest UK. and Dragfest Ibiza. The dates for Dragfest UK have just been moved to August because it was due to be in March. But Miss Rona ain't leaving. And I'm continuing gigging. I do my podcast, The Gossip Gaze. Yeah, loads going on, hopefully.
So where can we find this podcast? Where, if anyone's listening now and they're going, I need to listen to that, where can they go?
They can go wherever they get their podcasts. We're on Apple, we're on iTunes. I won't say Apple Music then. I'm turning into me nan. I can feel. I'm like, get on the interweb. get on the Spotify. It's on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get them. Anywhere that's good, we're on there.
Oh, nice. I like it. Now, because it's Christmas, everybody on Christmas likes to play a board game or do some sort of Christmas quiz. We are trying to make our Emma seem intelligent, because if anyone doesn't know our Emma, she's known as the thickest drag queen in the UK. So we're trying to prove them wrong, because she's very knowledgeable about
she's
Christmas
not.
Stuff. She is. She knows stuff about...
Yeah, man, I know what I'm talking about.
Nobody else knows what you're talking about.
Oh, well, I know in my own head.
So, Emma, you're going to have to leave right now because you can't hear the
answers.
I think
I better leave
now.
Right
yeah,
now. Go.
Go on. Now. Bye, hon.
Try, pet.
And we're going to...
We're going to ask you a few questions first, Danny. And it is going to be as camp as Christmas. Are you ready for it?
I think you've gone from the thickest to the thickest. I'm feeling juicy. I'm so full of food and Baileys right now. My brain isn't engaged, so I might lose here. But I'm going to give this a good go.
Danny, are you ready to challenge our Emma?
I'm ready, baby.
Okay, number one. Suspense. Which country started the tradition of putting Christmas trees up?
OMG. Was it like Norway?
We can't tell you.
We can't tell you yet.
Gosh.
Number two. How many of Rudolph's fellow reindeer's names start with the D?
Oh, she loves the D.
Oh my God. Four.
You going with four? Is that your final answer?
I haven't got a clue. I've not...
Do you know Santa's reindeers, yeah. Danny?
I don't... Yeah.
Have a go. Think of... Say them out loud.
No, that's what I don't know. Donna.
Right.
Is it Donna? Like Donna?
Yeah, like Donna
like
Kebab.
Oh, no, not Monica. That's Mambo number five. I haven't got a clue.
So I would say,
getting old.
Go
I'm
with
just
your gut.
Four.
Yeah, go yeah. with
I'm
your gut instinct.
With four.
Number three. What year did Mariah Carey release All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Every year.
Oh, no. I'm going to be so bad at this. I feel like it's either 1993 or 1996.
Which one are you going for?
93? Is
it that
old? 96. I'll go for 96.
You're going for 96. Okay, then.
This is too tense. I'm sat on the toilet here, by the way. This is the only room in my house that gets a signal. I'm sat on the box doing this.
Question number four. Who was Christmas number one last year?
Oh, sausage roll man. What's he called? Oh, God, I'm so crap at this.
Can you sing it?
It's like Dad Bod or something, isn't it? Baby Dad or something.
You're going with Baby Dad, Dad Bod, Sausage Rolls.
Dad Bod and Sausage Rolls has got me. I've honestly got me. That is my cup of tea.
Do you know what, right? I'm going to give you that. I'm going to write that down, because I feel like you're on the right tracks there. You're on the right track.
You feel sorry for me, baby.
I am feeling a little bit sorry for you, yeah. Number five. How many sides does a snowflake have?
Oh.
Come on, Danny, you can do this. Count those sides.
Honestly, how many does it have? What shape is it?
Snowflake shape.
You got 10?
You going with 10?
I'm just going to say 10, hon.
Okay.
I've had half a bottle of Baileys here.
It's Christmas, you're allowed to.
And the final one, this is worth 3 points. You can bring it all back. In the TV special, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. What three words describe the Grinch?
The Grinch is my worst Christmas film. I watched it when I was six and I've never watched it since.
Danny, I've never watched it. I have never watched The Grinch.
Well, what three words would you describe The Grinch as?
There's a mean old Mr. Oh no, Mr.'s not a descriptive word. I honestly think I'm right up without a paddle here. I don't old mean green.
Old mean and green? I like it. You like Dr. Seuss? So after that quiz, I can tell you that you got half a point, Danny.
Oh my God.
Half a point.
I thought that was really good.
It was really good.
Yeah, because I thought that was difficult. And half a point is really good. It's better than none.
It is better than none. So the country that started the tradition of putting the Christmas tree up is Germany. How many of Rudolph's fellow reindeer's names start with a D? It's three, Dancer, Dash and Donner. What year did Mariah...
Oh, there is a Donner.
Yeah, you did say Donner.
Brilliant.
Yay.
What year did Mariah Carey release All I Want for Christmas? It was 94. How old were you then?
Halfway there.
Were you even born then? Two. There you go, so you can't remember.
I was eight.
Were you?
Yes.
You actually?
Yeah. All right.
So the half a point was actually the Christmas number one last year was Lad Baby, I Love Sausage Rolls. So your baby dad bod was halfway there.
Yeah,
fab. Happy with that?
Can I have half a point for Donna as well? Just for the
All right, then we'll give
up.
You a full point. We'll give you a full point.
There we go. We'll give you one, Danny.
We'll give
Gift
you one.
Gift to the gab.
And the three words that describe the Grinch is stink, stank and stunt.
Oh.
So
but I might pop that on my grinder, bye.
I love that. Oh, Danny, you've been a treat.
And now honestly, I can't believe I've made a show of myself on Christmas Day. How do I not know any of them answers?
Well, you know them now.
But you know what the question
well,
is?
Well, you know what? I won't remember them.
Is Emma going to beat you? Is Emma going to even know that?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you actually think Emma is going to beat you at this quiz?
Yeah.
No, you got a full point. I give you another half a point for Donna.
We've cheated already then, so you might as well say I got five and be done with it.
Yeah, should we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll tell Emma that you got five.
We'll tell Emma you got five, hon. Five out of six. It's Christmas.
Have you got a red pen? Because I think I'm going to need that for Emma because it's going to be see me at the end, to be fair.
Oh, Danny, thank you.
No, thank you, loves. Have a fabulous day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have a wonderful Christmas. Love to you and yours.
Love to you, girls. Bye.
See you later, babes. Bye. Christmas on Pride Radio. We are Pride Radio and it is Christmas morning and we've just heard from Danny Beard and it is all about challenging Emma. So Emma, welcome back to the studio. Are you ready?
Oh, I don't know about this. I mean, you know me, I'm willing to give anything a shot. I'll give anything a go. I'm fine. Let's do it.
Well, I'm going to hand you over to Scarlett who is going to be the quiz master. It's a tough one to beat, isn't it, Scarlett?
You can do this, right?
I do feel low. I do need some Imodium.
Oh.
Why?
Because I think I'm going to get the...
Trots.
Yeah.
No, it's just a quiz. It's Pride Radio Christmas
I know,
quiz.
But it's got to make me brain work. These cells.
Your brain's never worked.
The thing is, I'm bigging you up because I know that you love Christmas.
Yeah.
And I feel like if ever there's a time that you're going to win a quiz, today's the day.
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Come on. Let's give it a blow.
Go.
Go. Sorry.
This is how I love doing this with you too. Okay. Serious times now.
You put us off.
You put me off the ears.
Question number one. Which country started the tradition of putting Christmas trees up?
Oh, God. The first question. I'm not an atlas. And I failed geography in school.
What did you get at GCSE in geography?
Oh, I don't think I did, you know.
Did you not?
Well, it was a number. It was a letter. Was it? No, it was. It was a letter.
Was it?
Tell all the nice listeners, what could you spell with your GCSEs?
Well.
Fudge.
Yes.
Fudge. And you love fudge, don't you?
Oh, I do. Lots
right,
of it.
Come on. Right, sensible now. This is quick fire. Christmas quiz on Pride Radio.
Right.
Which country started the tradition of putting Christmas trees up?
Well, I would have said any.
But no, you've got to pick a country. That's
oh,
the
do
quiz.
I have to pick a country?
Yeah.
Oh. Ah, but it's a trick question.
No, it's not a trick question.
Oh, could it be many?
It's which one. country
right.
started the tradition of putting Christmas trees up?
Oh, I've always wanted to be the fairy on right, top of the tree.
Be quick.
The tree up what?
The tree, like, started the tradition of trees existing in houses at Christmas.
Right, I'm going to go. Do you need my final answer?
Yes, now.
Right, England.
Right. Okay, then. Question number two. How many of Rudolph's fellow reindeer's names start with D? The D.
The D. Oh, I love the D.
So how many?
Dancer.
Yep.
Oh, no, I was going to say Doodolph.
Quick.
Kebab. K.
What do you mean, or D?
D. Donna.
Right, so what number are you going with?
Two.
Right, two.
Two.
Not really grasping the whole concept of a quiz, are you? Question number three. Come on, serious now. This is Pride Radio's Christmas quiz. Come on, our Emma.
I'm doing it.
What year did Mariah Carey release?
Come on, ask us.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I know this.
What is it?
I know, though, but I know.
What
are you
it?
Ready?
Yeah.
It is. Guess it's my age. No. 1994. And I know that that's right.
Why?
Well, it better be right.
Why do you know it's right?
Because I know it's right. Because I know
you know your Mariah Carey.
I know.
Sing it.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Beautiful.
Or both ears anyway. On Christmas Day, sat with me two sisters.
Aww. Sensible now. Question number four. Who was Christmas number one last year?
Oh. It's Mariah Carey again.
Is it Mariah Carey?
Do you know why?
Why?
Because she's number one every year.
Right, okay, then she's in your house anyway. Question number five. How many sides does a snowflake have?
Oh, no, I'm thinking a snowball. The one's what you eat. And then you have a snowball what you drink, don't you?
Yeah, so how many sides does a snowball flake have?
Snowflake. Well, I've never seen them. What you can eat, a snowflake.
No, they're not edible. Why has everything got to be edible with you? A snowflake is like what drops down from the sky, you know, like
oh,
a snowflake.
Right, that kind of... Well, I don't know. I'd need like a little bioscope or something. What do you call them?
Just pick a number.
How many?
Six.
Right.
Six.
And your final question.
Oh, gosh, she's hard work.
I know. This is going to be a quick fire quiz. Oh. Happy Boxing Day, everybody. And number six, in the TV special How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what three words describe the Grinch?
Beautiful, lovely, and nice.
Do you know what? I was going to lie to you, right? And Danny... We were going to tell you that Danny actually got 5 out of 6.
Yes.
But in reality, the Queen got 1 out of 6. You actually got 2, right?
Have I won? Have I won?
You won.
Oh, see, I told you, but you said it though, didn't you?
And yeah.
You said that I knew my Christmas stuff. And you know what? I told you these balls were working in my head.
And do you know what you win?
What? Something nice.
You do win something nice. I am going to play your favourite Christmas song in the whole wide world. It is, everyone, on Pride Radio, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Woo! Oh, my head hurts.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. Now, our Emma's had her favourite Christmas song, and I think it's about time that I play mine. Pride Radio, you might have heard of this one, you might not have. This is Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Merry Christmas.
Was Feliz Navidad. That was for all my Spanish listeners.
I am going to say I have never heard that song before in my life.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I
can't
it.
Believe you've never heard it.
Never heard it. I loved it. It was as camp as Christmas.
Reminds us of when I was a little in man running around in Benidorm.
You are listening to Pride Radio. I am Scarlett Moffat. It reminds me of like holidays as well, to be fair, Emma, but I feel like holiday is like a word that we haven't used in a very long time.
No. Well, I think holidays is going to be a thing of 2021.
Yeah.
But Lots of them.
Can you remember those holidays that we had in 2019, though?
No. Remember New York?
Absolutely. How can we forget New York? New York Pride, World Pride, 50 years of Stonewall.
That will stick in my mind forever.
Forever. Do you know what? We always say that we land on our feet, right? And we went out to celebrate Pride, 50 years of Pride. Me as an ally, used to in the LGBTQIA plus community. And it was just magical. But we got a little bit drunk.
We were actually,
this is the poshest I've ever been in my life. I don't think I've told this story. We had oysters and mimosas for breakfast. That's not a thing. Normally, I would eat kebab meat off the floor and like a can of Red Stripe. So it was very posh. But then we lost track of time and the crowd started building up. I've never seen crowds like it. We somehow managed to be right in the thick of it.
We were front row, outside of Stonewall.
Watching the parades directly opposite as they were going past.
And it was just honestly beautiful, like as an ally and all of those, you know, police cars went past Stonewall and beeping the horns, flying their pride flags. it made me really emotional to see just how far we've come in 50 years. And I hope that in another 50 years, like, that's, we don't even have to, like, we don't even need to celebrate, like, the fact that people are different. It's just a thing. Absolutely. Do you know what I mean? I feel like sometimes I'm like, I'm lucky that I don't have to come out and tell my parents that I'm straight. I wish it was like that for everyone. I really, really do. And that's why, like, I just love anything like Pride and everyone coming together. And I'm pleased that we're doing this together on Christmas Day.
Absolutely. Well, here is to coming out, being a thing of the past, and just saying, Mum, Dad, family members, this is who I love, and just accepting it for, and or accepting us for who we really are.
And love is love. No matter who you are, what you look like, love is love.
Yeah, and love will always win. And let's just love each other this Christmas morning. Aww. You're listening to me, Miss Tess Tickle, the gorgeous Scarlet Moffat.
Oh, thanks.
And Miss Emma Ward.
I thought you were going to say something lovely there.
Do you know what song I think we should play now?
Which song?
This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, I love that song.
Merry Christmas from Pride Radio.
Just
Merry Christmas from Pride Radio.
Well, you're listening to Pride Radio. I'm Miss Emma Royd.
I don't know about you, but I could listen to that song over and over over again. Over and over and over again. Do you know what I think we need to? We have to listen to the Queen herself.
Miss Geraldine McQueen.
Come on.
Have you been a good little boy? Have you been a good little girl?
Once upon a Christmas song, everybody sang along. You'd see the joy on every face, and the world it seemed a happier place. These songs brought us together. Forever. Now I know what they mean and what they've given to me. I'd have never believed that we'd be singing them over and over and over again. Every December they get in our heads, turn them up, play them loud. Every Christmas should be the same, singing them over and over and over and over. They say they're good for the soul,
good for the soul.
For someone
someone tell me, I don't know why no one seems to write them no more. So the only way to settle the score is to all make way for a new one that keeps the heart of the old one with a little bit of festive cheer. And you'll know when Christmas is near, when this record appears. Once a year you'll be singing this over and over and over again. Every December you'll hear it and say, turn it up, play it loud, every Christmas should be the same. Singing it over and over and over and over again. It's getting in your head, it's getting in your head. And if you're not singing it all night, you'll be telling a lie. Should be the same, singing it over and over forever and ever again. Over and over and over again, over and over and over again, over and over and over again, over and over and over again.
Well, this is Pride Radio and I'm Miss Emma Royd, and that was Why Geraldine McQueen.
Do you know what? It's Christmas Day, Pride Radio. No Christmas Day is complete without a family argument.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Do you know what I mean? Who doesn't love a bicker on Christmas Day? Every year, everyone has the same three arguments. And that is the debate of, should Yorkshire puddings be on your Christmas dinner plate? So, here at Pride Radio, I'm Scarlett Moffat, and I'm just going to put this to rest. I've done a poll. There's thousands of people that have come forward, and I've got the final results. So, should Yorkshire puddings be on your Christmas dinner plate? Tess?
110%, yes. I love something that rises.
Our Emma?
Well, I do think that the Yorkshire puddings do need to be there because I love filling them up. I love filling them up with me mashed potato and me gravy and just stuffing them all in.
So you're yay
yes,
for
I'm
a Christmas
yes.
pudding. Yes. I'm a yay for a Christmas pudding as well, which makes us happy that we're all with the majority.
Yay!
So 77% of people have gone for yay for Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah.
And 23% have said no.
What do you have in place of a pudding?
I feel like that is a massive percentage because it's something missing on your plate.
There's actually 3,899 people who said no to no Yorkshire puddings.
But I would like to know what they would do to replace that pudding.
Maybe have extra tatties. I don't know. I'm not friends with anyone who does not have Yorkshire puddings on the plate, so I can't ask
Mr. them. Tickle, please cook 3,300 Yorkshire puddings and send them to these people who do not know what they're missing.
Can you imagine if we got a plate full of dinner with any Yorkshire puddings on?
I think I'd cry.
Hell on. Ructions on.
Ructions.
The other thing that all families argue over is, on top of your Christmas tree, is it an angel or a star?
An angel.
Star.
Oh, we've got an argument brewing on Christmas Day on Pride Radio. So, Emma?
An angel.
You're going for an angel.
A star, because the baby Jesus was born under a star.
See, I say that as well. I'm with the star. And I can say me and Tessa with the majority. 75% of my Twitter followers have gone for star on top.
I like your followers.
I do as well.
Yes.
And 25% are with our Emma, angel on top. 4,001 people would rather have an angel on top one.
Oh.
You've never decorated a tree with an angel on top. The only angel you know is Angel Delight.
Well, that's very true, but I'm normally the fairy on top. So,
and the final one that I feel like this especially causes arguments with me and my dad in my house is, Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Have you got? I'm assuming that they die.
Hard.
So
that one with Bruce Willis. It has got. This is the argument. Nothing really Christmassy happens in it, but there is a Christmas tree, and it does take place on Christmas. And he's trying to get back to his family. And
I have seen it.
Yeah, and I can tell you, this is so spooky.
I think yes, it should be a Christmas movie because he does try to get back. Is he in an airport and can't get a flight home? Is it snowing? Wrong movie.
It's fine.
Oh, well, it's not a Christmas movie.
For everyone who doesn't know what Die Hard is, 48% of you say it is a Christmas movie and 52% say it isn't. I feel like those numbers, statistics, it's not a wide enough gap.
Well, I'm going for no. It's not. Well,
Emma's going for no. She hasn't actually seen the movie. Tell you what, our Emma, what song would you like on next check?
Oh, I think we'll go for Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
There you go, on Pride Radio, enjoy.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rock it around the Christmas tree, have a holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
That was Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and it's time for one of my favourites now, Last Christmas Wham. You're listening to Pride Radio on Christmas Day with me, Scarlett Moffat, Miss Tess Tickle and Miss Emma Royd.
Christmas on Pride Radio.
From on Pride Radio.